Yeah, so how do clothes end up in a landfill? Like, what makes them unsuitable for any use at all?
Yeah, great question. So, when it comes to
Because people will just like give away clothes and not think twice, I feel like.
Right, exactly. So, at least in the case of Goodwill, they will throw away immediately anything that comes to them wet or soiled, and that's largely obviously for hygiene and safety purposes.
Sounds gross.
Right. So that makes sense. And so, you know, if we're thinking about how we donate, very clear rule of thumb is make sure you're not giving something that is wet or soiled. You know, your garments should be cleaned. If you're able to repair some minor damages on them, definitely do that too. But Goodwill will take things that are, you know, ripped or whatnot, and maybe it will go to the salvage dealers.
And clothes that end up in thrift stores or are resold, what happens with that money? Like they're selling that to get money for their organizations?
Right. So typically the money is then used to fund, you know, their community programs and their operations. You know, in the case of Goodwill, it'll go to their workforce development programs and their community outreach and that type of thing. So the money is going to important efforts and initiatives.
And how many of these clothes like go to people who are just needing clothes? Is that a common outcome or a lot of clothes are just resold and are that money is used to raise?
I don't have exact numbers on that. There is some thought that, you know, if you donate to a more local community organization, those clothes will probably go directly to people in need and potentially has a better chance of that happening. But it really kind of depends on the organization that you're going to.
Okay, so Allison, if I'm looking at my clothes, what should be some questions I ask myself about the state that they're in
Yeah.
and like the types of items that I have?
Yeah, there are some really simple best practices to follow when it comes to those sort of things. So, overarching, just be thoughtful about your donations, and that means, you know, making sure that your clothes are in the best condition possible. So, they should be clean, they should be free of pet hair or lint. Check the pockets if there's anything inside, empty those out. If you have any rips or maybe it's a little damaged or missing a button, you can mend that at home and then donate, you know, the repaired item.